Army na among you, ready na to receive the word of God uli. Tanungin ko ang mga in-person service, sino kaya mas active, in-person or online? Sino sa inyo excited na to receive the word? Amen. Last Sunday, I started a series about the kingdom of God, and I hope and I pray that today, mas lalong lagyan ng Lord ang exclamation point ang gusto niya pong sabihin sa bawat isa sa atin. I pray that this word will resonate deep in your heart today, that all of you will come out of this place and will leave this live stream encouraged, empowered, inspired, but most especially transformed by the word of God. Are you ready, church? Matthew chapter 6, verse 25 to 33. Matthew 6, 25 hanggang 33. Therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food and your body more than clothes? Look at the birds of the air. Tingnan kayo sa taas. They do not sow. They do not reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Napansin niyo ba yung mga ibon walang bank account? Pero pinapakain sila ng Panginoon? Are you not much more valuable than they? Can any one of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your life? And why do you worry about your clothes? See how the flowers of the field grow. They do not labor or spin. And yet, I tell you, that not even Solomon in all his splendor was dressed like one of these. If that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and thrown tomorrow into the fire, will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? So do not worry, saying, what shall we eat? What shall we drink? Or what shall we wear? For the pagans run after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. But seek first His kingdom and His righteousness. Usually when we quote this verse, tinatanggal natin yung but. We go straight to seek first, but putting that word but will remind you that this verse needs to be in context. Komprende, mga kapatid? Na yes, we are called to seek God first, pero sinasabi ng Panginoon, huwag kayong mag-alala sa inyong susuotin, dadamitin o kakainin. Instead, hanapin ninyo ang kaharian ng Panginoon and His righteousness and all these things. Ano yung these things? Yung food, yung clothing, amen? Yung ating iniintindi. And all these things will be given to you. I want to talk to you about kingdom priority. Kingdom priority. Everybody say kingdom priority. Ang intro ko last week, sabi ko sa inyo, gusto niyo ba magkaroon ng pinagpalang buhay? And all of you answered yes. Hindi man lahat nagsalita, pero lahat tumango. At sinabi nila, yes, Pastor, I want to have a blessed life. Pero ang malaking tanong, if we want to have a good and blessed life, how can we have that blessed life? Kasi minsan kaya hindi natin makuha yung pinagpalang buhay because we have a wrong definition of what a blessed life mean. Ano nga bang ibig sabihin kapag sinabi mong ikaw ay merong pinagpalang buhay? Kasi ang pagkakaroon ng blessed life is more than just a gift of material things. Hindi porket meron tayong mga material na mga bagay na hindi naman laging masama as long as you don't idolize these things, ay hindi ibig sabihin noon na automatic tayong merong blessed life. Everybody say amen. Ibig sabihin, yung buhay na kasama si Kristo, yun pa lang, pinagpalang buhay na. Hindi na natin kailangan ang material na bagay, at kung hindi man loobin ng Lord na magkaroon tayo ng mga bagay na ito, ang sabi ng scripture, mga kapatid, if I am in Christ, I'm already living a blessed life. Everybody say, I am living a blessed life if I am in Christ. Amen? Sa mundo, pananaw ng mundo, kailangan mag-work hard ka, mag-strive ka para ikaw ay magkaroon ng pinagpalang buhay. Pero ang sabi ng ating Panginoong Yesus, ang blessed life is not something that you work for. It is not something that you buy. It's not something that you will achieve. It is not something that you will fulfill. Ang tunay na pinagpalang buhay is something that you should find and receive. Hanapin at tanggapin. Bakit tanggapin? Kasi binigay na ng Panginoon. Pinagbayaran na ni Kristo, kailangan mo na lang tanggapin, at dahil sinabi ng scripture na seek the kingdom of God, sometimes hindi natin makita, so we have to seek it. Ang sabi naman ng scripture sa Matthew chapter 7 verse 7, seek and you will find. Ang kingdom naman ng Panginoon hindi nakikipagtaguan sa atin. As long as meron kang desire na hanapin ito, as long as nagnanais ka na mahanap ang kalooban ng Panginoon at ang kaharian ng ating Panginoon, ipinangako naman niya na matatagpuan mo. But only those who are eager, may desire na hanapin ito, will find it. Everybody say, seek and you will find. So let's define what the kingdom is. Everybody say, kingdom. Ano bang ibig sabihin ng kingdom? A kingdom is influenced by the mind of the king. It's not influenced by the legislation of the group of lawmakers. Ibig sabihin, ang kaharian pala, hindi ito naiimpluwensyahan ng mga mambabatas. Ang kaharian ay impluwensya ng kaisipan ng hari. Kaya nga, kingdom. Everybody say, kingdom. Eh, sabi nga nila, marami sa atin, tinawag ng Lord to be part of the kingdom, pero maraming kingdom. We don't have the idea of it. Ignorant tayo sa kingdom, kaya mayroon tayong kingdom. Amen? Ano ba ang ibig sabihin ng kingdom? Ito, ang kingdom ay territory na influence ng kaisipan ng hari, kaya nga kingdom. Ibig sabihin, king and domain, territory. So kapag yung hari ay may territory, yung territory niya na yon ang tawag ay kingdom. At yung pamamahala dun sa kingdom, hindi na i-influensyahan ng mga mambabatas, senador o congressman. Sino ang nakakapag-influensya? Come on now. Yung isip ng hari. Ibig sabihin, yung kingdom, kung ano man ang kalooban ng hari, yun ang nakikarried out. Okay. Sa democratic government katulad natin, tao ang nasusunod. Sa kingdom mindset, king ang nasusunod. Komprende? Ang ating government official, hinahalal ng tao. Sa kingdom, yung hari, once siya'y ipinanganak, yung kanyang pinagpanganakan, yun ang kanyang territory. So kung ano man ang gusto niyang mangyari dun sa kanyang territory, hindi ito nai-influensya ng mga taong nakapaligid sa kanya, kundi ito'y nai-influensya ng kaisipan at nature ng mismong hari. So kung ano ang kanyang nature, kung ano ang kanyang ugali, yun ang magiging pamamalakad sa buong kaharian. Ibig sabihin, yung hari ang pinaka-importanting tao sa kingdom. Ang sabi nga ng the great Miles Monroe, the will, the intent, and the purpose of the king is the most important aspect in the kingdom of God. Ano ang kanyang kalooban? Ano ang kanyang intention? Ano ang kanyang purpose? Yun ang nagmamanifest sa kingdom. Now, tinawag tayo ng Lord to be part of the kingdom. Kingdom of God. Everybody say kingdom of God. So ano ibig sabihin kapag sinabi mong you are part of the kingdom of God? Na kung babasahin niyo po ang Biblia, especially in the New Testament when Jesus came, ang definition ng Biblia, mga kapatid, is that the kingdom is the rule of Christ in the hearts of the believer. Ibig sabihin, if you are part of the kingdom, the will of the king, the intent of the king, and the purpose of the king should manifest in every believers. Kung ikaw ay nananampalataya kay Jesus, kalooban niya dapat ang nasusunod, intensyon niya dapat ang nasusunod, at layunin niya ang ating nilalakaran. Kaya nga, sabi ni Jesus Christ sa Matthew chapter 6, kung kayo ay mananalangin, manalangin kayo ng ganito. Everybody, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, your kingdom come, and your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Meaning, if we are part of that kingdom, yung kalooban ng hari doon sa langit ay mangyari dito sa lupa. Let me repeat. Sa democratic type of government, yung kalooban ng tao ang nasusunod. Sa kingdom, yung kalooban ng hari ang nasusunod. Siguro yun ang reason kung bakit maraming mga Christians hirap mag-submit sa king kasi nasanay silang sila nasusunod. Kapag hindi nila gusto ang pamamalakad ng gobyerno, people power tayo. Magwelga tayo, magprotesta tayo, at yung gobyerno susunod sa kagustuhan ng tao. Pero sa kingdom, hindi pwede yon. Sa kingdom, kahit hindi mo gusto, pero gusto ng hari, siya ang masusunod. And yun ang reason kung bakit maraming Christians hirap sumunod sa Panginoon. Alam niyo kung bakit? Kasi yes, yung ating espiritu, kumilala kay Lord, kasi alam niyo naman, no, yung ating kabuuan, yung wholeness natin ay body, soul, and spirit. Amen? Nung tinanggap mo si Jesus Christ, yung spirito mo, sumunod kay Lord. Yung spirit mo na born again. Pero minsan yung soul, hindi sumusunod agad. Ano ba yung soul natin yan? Yung mind natin, yung heart natin. Kaya napapansin nyo, gusto ng spirito, ayaw ng puso. Hindi nyo ako maintindihan. Yung spirito mo, gustong-gusto magsimba kanina. Pero yung katawan mo, ayaw, gusto maiwan. Nagtatalo ngayon yung spirit at yung body. Nagtatalo minsan yung puso mo kasi gustong-gusto mo yung lalaki ito, pero yung spirito mo sila sabi mali yan. Kasi yung spirito mo matagal lang born again, pero yung soul mo ayaw agad sumunod. Hindi nyo ako maintindihan pa rin? Amen? Yung spirito mo sabi, wag mong kainin yung cake na yan. Pero ang sabi ng emotional at puso mo, favorite mo yan. Amen? So hindi, nagkakaroon ng pagtatalo kasi nga, yung intent ng Diyos at yung intent natin, hindi minsan magkasundo. Pero sino ba ang masusunod pag nasa kingdom ka? Si Lord. Ibig sabihin yung kanyang kalooban, yun ang masusunod. Yun ang dilema natin, ano? Kasi minsan, gusto na, nire-recognize natin si Jesus bilang King, pero siya nga ba'y talagang hari sa ating buhay? O ikaw talaga ang nakaupo sa trono ng iyong puso? Kasi hanggat hindi ka umaalis sa trono ng iyong puso at inaalaw na ang Diyos ang mamahala at maging presidente at maging hari ng iyong buhay, your life will never be changed. Sabi mo sa katabi mo, we are part of the kingdom. Amen? So ang dilema natin mga Kristiyano is this, no? Ang sabi natin last Sunday, ang kingdom ni Lord hindi katulad ng kingdom ng mundo na visible. Ang kingdom ni Lord, invisible. Ibig sabihin ng invisible, hindi siya nandito, wala siyang palasyo rito, pero ang sabi ng scripture, repent for the kingdom of God is at hand. Sa ibang translation, the kingdom of God has arrived. Dumating na yung kingdom ng ating Panginoon. So ibig sabihin, yung invisible kingdom, the moment na dumating si Jesus Christ is here already. Ang problema, invisible. Amen? So alam natin mga kapatid na God's kingdom is not of this world. Dumating dito but not of this world. Komprende mga kapatid? On the other hand, sabi ng Panginoon, hindi siya nandito, pero kailangan yung dalin dito ang kanyang kaharian. Parang gulo, no? Hindi siya nandito, pero kailangan mong dalin dito. Contradiction ba yan, Pastor? No. It's not a contradiction kasi ang kingdom ni Lord can be both here and there, then and now. Everybody say here and there. Then and now. Ibig sabihin, ang kingdom ni Lord, oo, is not part of this world, but we can bring the kingdom of this world here and share the kingdom and advance God's kingdom here on earth. Hindi mo siya nakikita, but it doesn't mean hindi siya pwedeng mag-manifest. Kaya ang sabi ng Luke chapter 17, verse 20 to 21, now, when he asked by the Pharisees when the kingdom of God would come, nung tinanong siya ng mga Pharisees, si Jesus Christ, kailan ba darating yung sinasabi mong kaharian? Wala naman ako nakita ng chariots. Wala naman ako nakitang throne. Wala naman ako nakitang palasyo. Ano sabi ni Jesus Christ? He answered them and said, the kingdom of God does not come with observation. Meaning you cannot see it. Nor will they say, see here or see there. For indeed, the kingdom of God is where? Within you. Ibig sabihin, it's in our hearts. Yung paghahari ng Panginoon, wala siyang palasyo, wala siyang chariots, pero yung kanyang paghahari nasa puso ng lahat ng nananampalataya sa kanya. Yun lang. Nung nananampalataya ka, ang problema, hindi lahat ng kabuuan ng pagkakatao mo sumunod agad. Nung hindi mo pakilala si Jesus, marami kang bisyo. Nung nakilala mo si Jesus, hindi automatic na kinabukasan nawawala yung bisyo ng iba. Yung iba, instant. And thank God for that. Pero may mga taong progressive yung kanilang pagbabago. May mga instant na pagbabago, may mga progressive na pagbabago. Eh talagang miraculously, may mga kilala naman ako, the moment tinanggap nila si Jesus Christ, lahat ng panlasa nila sa bisyo, tinanggal ni Lord. And when I say bisyo, nasanay lang tayo na alak at sigarilyo, napakarami pong bisyo sa buhay. Yung panonood ng Netflix ng buong 24 hours, bisyo yun. Amen? Maraming mga tao ngayon, walang vision, pero may bisyo. YWAB, youth with a bisyo. Amen? So ano sinasabi ng scripture mga kapatid? No? Lahat tayo, kung kumilala kay Jesus Christ and we're supposed to be part of God's kingdom at dapat ang nasusunod will, intent, and purpose ng King. However, that's not the case all the time. Kaya nung dumating si Jesus Christ, di ba, ang sabi niya kagad, ang pinakaunang message niya, repent. Alam niyo ibig sabihin ng repent? In the Greek, ang ibig sabihin ng repent, metanaos. Ibig sabihin, change of mind. So sinasabi ng Panginoon, alam kong nasanay kayo sa ganitong gawi. Alam ko nasanay kayo sa democratic kind of government, but repent! Change the way you think, for the kingdom is here. Yung kingdom dumating na. So ibig sabihin, we must go back to what we think we know. Alam niyo yung may mga pagkakataon sa buhay natin, akala natin, alam na natin? Huwag niyo sabihin hindi nangyayari sa inyo because it happens to me all the time. Eh, kung mapapansin nyo, karamihan ng mga preaching na tinuturo ko dito, eh mga familiar passages of the scripture ang madalas kong pinagtutuunan ng pansin. Alam nyo kung bakit? Because you already know it. At sina-challenge natin kung anong alam mo, magugulat ka. Tagal ko lang alam yung istorya na yun, hindi ko nakita yun ah. Because you have to challenge what you know. And when God says, repent for the kingdom of God is here, sabi niya sa mga Pharisees, Sadducees, sa lahat ng mga tao, alam kong alam nyo na ang Bible, kabisado nyo ito, lahat ng 630 commandments. But repent, you must challenge what you know. Because when you challenge what you think you know, you will have the full revelation of the kingdom of God. Amen. Na magugulat ka, akala mo na, pero ang totoo, hindi pa pala. Amen ba mga kapatid? Kasi the only way for us to be free and experience the fullness of who He is for us to experience the kingdom of God. Amen? Amen po ba? Kaya sabi, repent, magbago. Minsan may nagsabi sa akin, Pastor, ako, hindi ko naman kailangan magbago kasi minsan I was talking in the lines of all of us are a slave to sin. How many among you believe that lahat tayo alipin ng kasalanan? Well, this guy na nakausap ko, sabi niya, hindi ako alipin ng kasalanan. I chose to sin. Sabi niya, pinili ko magkasala. Hindi ako nagkakasala dahil alipin ako ng kasalanan. I chose to sin. Sabi ko sa kanya, kung talagang pinipili mo ang pagiging makasalanan at sinasabi mo talagang hindi ka alipin ng kasalanan, edi hinto mo. Ba't di mo kaya ihinto? Kasi alipin ka eh. Correct? Kasi kung talagang hindi tayo alipin ng kasalanan, madali lang dapat ihinto. After all, tayo naman pala nasusunod. Pero we have to admit to ourselves, hindi tayo mababago hanggat hindi natin inaamin, alipin tayo ng kasalanan. Pero si Jesus pumunta rito, hindi para pukpukin pa tayong lalo, kundi tubusin tayo sa ating pagkakasala. And the only way for us to be free is to experience and receive the grace of God in our lives so that the kingdom of God will manifest through us. Sabi ng Matthew chapter 3 verse 2, amplified version, repent. Ano ibig sabihin na repent? Change your inner self, your old way of thinking, regret past sins, live your life in a way that proves repentance, seek God's purpose for your life. Yun ang ibig sabihin. When you seek, when you repent, hanapin mo ang kalooban ng Panginoon, for the kingdom of heaven is here. Amen. Wala masyadong amen, ano? Masyado pa maaga para dyan, Pastor. Sana pala sa alas stress mo na lang sinabi yan. Amen? Alam niyo kung bakit? Let me just say this to you. Lalo sa mga Christian na matagal na. The kingdom of God is not the religion. Kasi yung kingdom of God, pinalitan natin ng relihiyon. Nakakala natin, porque tayo nagsisimba every Sunday, na tayo ay pumupunta sa church every Sunday, kumakanta ng apat na kanta every Sunday, nagtataas ng ating kamay, akala natin we are walking in the kingdom of God. That's religion, not the kingdom. So most of us are operating in religion, pero ang sabi ng Panginoon, we must operate in God's kingdom. No wonder, marami po sa atin, we've been in a ministry, we've been a Christian for so many years, and yet we cannot see evidence of transformation in our lives. I'm not here to judge anyone. I'm just trying to teach you the way out of it. Kasi lahat tayo gusto, ayaw nyo masayang yung every Sunday na pagpunta natin sa church, don't we? Gusto natin matransform ang ating buhay. Gusto natin magkaroon ng pagbabago. And the solution is for us to be part of His kingdom. As a kingdom ng Lord, ang absolute authority nasa King. Hindi sa atin. And unless ibigay natin yung full authority sa Panginoon na sabihin natin, Lord, lahat ng aking desire, lahat ng aking kagustuhan ay ipinagkakatiwala ko sa kagustuhan mo kasi naniniwala kong yung gusto mo ay mas okay kaysa sa gusto ko, then we operate in the kingdom of God. As sabi ko nga dito, kingdom living is living a life under the authority of the King. Pag sinabi natin we are living in the kingdom of God, ang tunay na kingdom living, nabubuhay ka under sa authority ng hari. Hindi sa authority ng kagustuhan natin, hindi sa authority ng feelings natin, hindi sa authority ng ating addictions, kundi sa authority ng hari mismo na tumawag sa atin to be part of His kingdom, and that is the kingdom of God. Kaya ang sabi ng text natin sa Matthew chapter 6 verse 33, but seek first the kingdom and His righteousness and all these things will be added and given to you as well. Everybody say amen. Amen. This might be the last time you would say amen. Everybody say amen. Amen. Seek the kingdom and His righteousness. Pansin nyo, no? Lagi mo, His kingdom. Ibig sabihin, seek first His territory because the kingdom of God is God's territory. His righteousness, ibig sabihin, His standards. So we seek His territory and His standards and all these things will be given to you. Binasa na natin kanina. Alam natin ang context dito. Yung sinasabi ng Panginoon na all these things will be given to you, Ito yung ating food, clothing, and shelter. Lahat ng inaalala mo sa buhay, lahat ng pangangailangan mo. Kasi mahirap naman talagang hindi mag-alala pag kailangan-kailangan mo. Sino ba rito hindi mag-aalala pag wala ka talaga masuot? Come on, sino ba sa inyo hindi mag-aalala pag wala talaga tayong makain? Ah, ganyan po ba gusto nyo? Di titigan lang tayo, ganun. I mean, lahat tayo nag-aalala, correct? Pero sabi ng Panginoon, ba't mo inaalala yan? Kaya nga sabi ko last Sunday, counterintuitive kingdom. Nasanay tayo na inuuna nating alalahanin ang lahat ng ito. Lord, ibigay mo lahat ng ito, pupurihin kita. Ang sabi naman ng Panginoon, hanapin mo muna ako. And all these things will be added unto you. Amen? So ibig sabihin, you don't just observe yourself as part of the kingdom, but also submitting your standards to His standards. Kasi balik mo nga anak, hindi sinabi ditong seek first the kingdom or His righteousness. Ang sabi, end. Ibig sabihin, you have to find both. The territory of God, the kingdom, the domain of God, but at the same time, His righteousness. Yung kanyang standards. That's why we study the Word of God, to know God's standards. And after that, all these things will be what? Will be added unto you. Now, I want to emphasize something. Everybody say kingdom. Balik mo na. But seek first the His kingdom. Napasin nyo, singular. Hindi sinabing kingdoms. Kundi sabi ng scripture, seek first the kingdom of God. Parang galing ko sa English, no? Just a few of my observation. Nang sabi ng scripture, seek the kingdom. So ibig sabihin, kung siya ay kingdom, singular siya, ibig sabihin walang second sa list. Walang number two, walang number three. Nag-iisa. Hanapin mo yung kingdom. Kasi tayo minsan, hanapin ko yung kingdom and then career. And then what I want. Sabi ng Lord, seek the kingdom. Ibig sabihin, in God's kingdom, you have to find that singular kingdom. No second. Walang pangalawa sa listahan. Alam niyo kung bakit? Kasi when you operate in the kingdom, for example, if you are working in the kingdom. Kung ikaw ay nanay, you are parenting in the kingdom. Kung ikaw ay nag-aaral, you are studying in the kingdom. You do it for the kingdom. Pag hinanap mo yung kingdom, hindi ka lang nagtatrabaho para sa sarili mo. You're working for the kingdom. Hindi ka lang nag-aaral for your self-fulfillment. No, you are doing it for the kingdom. That's why sabi ng Panginoon, if you worry about such things, kaya ka nagtatrabaho para magkaroon ka ng mga bagay na gusto mo at kailangan mo, hindi masama yan, but seek the kingdom and operate in the kingdom. And all of these things will inevitably be given to you with no effort at all. Effortless, counterintuitive. Sa atin, kailangan mo paghirapan, pagsikapan, pero sabi ng Lord, hanapin mo. Spiritual ang hanapin mo, hindi natural. Eternal ang hanapin mo, hindi yung nandito sa mundo. Seek it. Everybody say seek. At pag sinabi mong seek in the Greek, put it up, ang seek ay pursue. Explore. I-pursue. Hindi yung natagpuan ko, pakita ko na. No, you have to pursue it. All the days of your life, you are looking for it. It's part of your life already. And when you seek and pursue and explore the kingdom of God, what will happen? You will live a life with authority. You will realize your destiny. Come on, somebody. Amen? Kaya ang mga Kristiyano, mga kapatid, nagro-rule. Nagre-reign. Nagahari. Hindi tayo ang pinagaharian. In fact, mga kapatid, yung kingdom, actually in this verse, is actually related to dominion na sinabi sa Genesis 1:26. Nasabi ng Genesis 1:26, let us make man in our own image and in his own likeness. Let's give them dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air. Come on now, alam niyo yung verse na yun? Ang sinasabi yung dominion na yun is actually the same word with the kingdom. Alam niyo kung bakit? Kasi when you are part of God's kingdom, you are not just under the submission of the king, you have the authority to rule. You have the authority to reign. R-E-I-G-N. Hindi umulan, kundi maghari. You have the authority. Kayo lang yung sinabihan ko niya, hindi kayo na-excite. Kasi sanay kayo sa takot. Takot ako mag-reign. Takot ako maging boss. Takot ako maging manager. Kasi dapat kami lang ang sunod-sunuran sa kanila. No, mga kapatid, you are destined to reign. You are destined to rule. Amen. Kaya nga dito sa church, napansin nyo mga kapatid, lagi namin paulit-ulit sinasabi, you have to grow, you have to mature, you have to blossom in your faith. That's your destiny. The design is very dominion. Dominion. Amen. Kingdom. We have to dominate. and dominion. Ibig sabihin, Pastor, kung ako ay dinesne ng Panginoon na mag-dominate, may lugar ba ako sa mundo? Yes. Hindi ka dinesne ng Panginoon na maging sunod-sunuran lang habang buhay. After all, iko-correlate natin sa Old Testament. After all, sabi ng Bible, you are called to be the head and not the tail, above and not beneath. What does it mean? You are meant to rule. You are meant to dominate. Huwag natin sabihin, yung entertainment industry para lang sa mga magaganda yan. You are destined for entertainment industry also. You are meant to, huwag natin i-exclude ang sarili natin, hayaan na natin sa kanila yung food industry. No, we are meant to rule in that industry. Kaya lang hindi nagre-reign at nagrurule ang mga Kristiyano kasi takot tayo. Hindi natin nare-realize na meron tayong authority sa media, meron tayong authority sa entertainment industry, meron tayong authority sa production industry, meron tayong authority sa agriculture, education, lahat ng industry. You are meant to rule. You are meant to dominate. So let us dominate that. Hayaan natin na huwag tayo. Ano mga kapatid, one day pinapanalangin ko, lahat kayo, magkaroon kayo ng sarili niyong business na ikaw ang mayari. Ask me why. Kasi hanggat ikaw ang employee, naaapektuhan ka ng desisyon ng boss mo whether you like it or not. What if yung boss mo hindi Christian? Kung sabihin niya lang na pumasok ka ng Linggo, wala kang magagawa eh. So, ngayon, sumusunod tayo kasi wala tayo sa ruling position. That's not the head. We are the tail. Now, I'm not saying, hindi natin hinuhusgahan kasi lahat tayo dadaan doon. Wala naman naging boss automatic. Amen? Kaya nga sabi ng Panginoon, you want to be first, be the last. Amen? Pinagpe-pray ko one day, lahat kayo magkakaroon ng sariling bahay. Totoo yan, pinagpe-pray ko lagi. Alam niyo kung bakit? Kasi yung desisyon ng may-ari ng bahay ninyo makaka-apekto sa iyo. Pag ayaw ka ng peterin, wala kang choice. That's not a life that reigns and dominates and rule. That's not what God intended for us to do. At some point in our life, mangungupahan ka. Posible. At some point in your life, magiging empleyado tayo. Posible. But always remember, that's not just your destiny. It may be part of your destiny, but that's not your destiny. If you will walk in the kingdom of God, God, meron kang capacity and ability to rule because you have the authority. Tingnan konti lang, hindi sila makapaniwala. Pastor, okay na ako na sumusunod lang. Okay na po ako, pastor na ako. Ano yung gustuhin nila? Sunod lang po ako. Ano mga kapatid, hindi lang ako nakakuha ng video. No? I was watching a video about this. Yung mga langgam, meron silang tinatawag na death spiral. Merong part na magugulat ka na lang, yung mga langgam sa bahay mo, paikot-ikot lang sila, wala silang ginagawa. Alam niyo ba mga kapatid, ang tawag ng death spiral? Kasi yung leader nila, nawala na, hindi na nakasunod, kaya sila, sunuran na lang sila ng sunuran sa isa't isa, kasi nga wala silang mata, no? So, sinusundan lang nila yung scent ng isa't isa. Wala silang kamalay-malay, wala na silang pinatutunguhan. Umaandar sila, pero wala silang, they are moving around, but they are not progressing. At hindi nila mamalayan, kakasunod nila ng kakasunod, namamatay sila in exhaustion. Sa sobrang pagkapagod, namamatay sila. Pagka nakakita kayo ng death spiral, yun na yung kamatayan nila. And they don't even know it. Alam nyo kung ba't sila namatay? Akala nila yun na yung kanilang destiny. Sunod lang sila ng sunod. And unfortunately, there are many dreams, many destiny na namatay na. Kasi akala natin hanggang sunod lang tayo. Kung ano uso, susunod tayo. Meron kang authority na magpauso rin. Amen? So hindi porkit lahat sila naka-skinny jeans, hindi ka na pwede magsuot ng belly bottom. Amen? Why? You have the authority to rule. You have the power and the authority. Kaya hindi tayo makapenetrate at makapag-dominate kasi maraming Christians ang takot. Akala natin wala tayong lugar sa agriculture industry. Akala natin wala tayong lugar sa petroleum industry. Meron kang lugar doon. Inilaan na ng Panginoon yung lugar mo. Meron lang nakapwesto ngayon kasi takot ka. Pero kung idodominate mo yung kapatid, you have that capacity. You have the power. Ano sabi ng Panginoong Jesus? We have the power and the authority to trample on snakes and scorpions. Everybody say power.
Power.
Mukhang gagawin kong series to, mga 8 linggo pa. Di pa kayo makapaniwala eh. Okay? You have the power and the authority. Everybody say power.
Power.
Now, there is a difference between power and authority. Yung power, that's your ability to do it. May power ka, nagagawa mo. Pero yung authority has something to do with permission. Kaya mo nagagawa kasi may permission. May authority ka. Kaya may power of attorney. Ibig sabihin, wala ka doon, pero dahil may letter ka, meron ka authority to sign, to receive, to... Gets niya, mga kapatid? Ang sabi ng scripture, you have the power and the authority. So, ibig sabihin, hindi ka lang merong kapasidad. Meron kang permission mula sa hari na gawin ito. So, kahit kasi may permission ka, pero wala kang power, wala rin. Pero kahit may power ka, pero wala kang permission, wala din. And sabi ng scripture, you have the power and the authority to receive and to claim what is ours, what is yours. So, ibig sabihin, when I say, I pray in Jesus' name na yung blessing ng Lord sa buhay mo, inintend niyang matanggap mo, matatanggap mo. At sinabi mo, I receive it. Amen. You have the power and the authority to receive and experience what God has bled and died for at the cross. So when you say, I receive, when you say, Amen, sino sa inyo naniniwala lahat ng pagpapala na gusto ibigay ng Panginoon sa inyo, matatanggap ninyo? That one. Yung sinabi mo, Amen. You are not, it's not just your faith talking. It's not just your mouth talking. It's your faith talking. Na sinasabi mo, yes, Lord, I receive. And sabi ng Panginoon, you have the power and the authority to receive it. Amen? So, ibig sabihin, pwede mong sabihin, pwede mong i-claim kasi pinagbayaran na ng Panginoon doon sa krus ng Kalbaryo. Now, the question is this, what are those things that you want to manifest in your life? Hindi ako naniniwala lang manifesting. Hindi ko pwede mag-manifest sa wala kang ginagawa. Ang tunay na pananampalataya is not just believing. Faith is more than just believing. Faith is walking out what you believe. Yun ang tunay na faith. Nilalakaran mo yung pinapaniwalaan mo. Naniniwala ka ba that you have the dominion? That you have the authority? Unless you walk it out, hindi mo mararanasan. Kaya ang sabi ng scripture, live by faith, act by faith, and walk by faith. Huwag kang mag-settle na talaga. Walk by faith lang tayo. Walk by faith dapat. You should walk by faith sa pananampalataya kasi walang imposible sa Diyos. Amen. If you know my story, if you know our story, you would never imagine that at some point in my life, I would never imagine that at some point in my life, tatawagin ako ng Panginoon to speak to millions of people. I've never imagined that. Ano ko sasabihin? Kakausapin ko yung 16-year-old Stephen na inassign ni Ate Weng one day na mag-speak sa aming worship team na nanginginig yung kamay ko habang nagpipreach. Binigyan niya ako ng 15 minutes to speak, pero 5 minutes lang, wala na ako masabi. Hindi ako maniniwala na at some point magsasalita ako into millions of people. Alam niyo kung bakit? Because I didn't know that the kingdom of God is already within me. Ibig sabihin, the power and the dominion is already within me. I already have the power, I already have the authority, pinaniwalaan ko naman, pero hindi ko nilakaran. So unless you walk it out, you won't experience the power and the authority. Amen? Because whether you like it or not, mga kapatid, every single day na tayo ay nabubuhay, merong nangyayaring spiritual formation. Spiritual. Internally and externally, you're being shaped all the time. Yung kinakain mo, it is shaping you. Yung pagtulog mo, it is shaping you. Externally. So kapag healthy ang kinakain, nagiging maganda raw ang balat. So ibig sabihin, what you eat, shaped you. How you sleep, shaped you. What you put on your body, when you exercise or not, it's your choice. But whether you exercise or not, it is shaping you externally. You eat pork or you eat healthy foods. Come on now. Pastor, pag-usapang kingdom lang. Huwag isama yung mga baboy, cake, mga... Kingdom pinag-uusapan eh. Okay na ako sa kingdom eh. Amen? But the point is this, no? Hindi naman tayo perfect sa lahat ng bagay na ito, no? Meron siguro, kasi marami akong kilala dito, mga martial artists talaga, mga sikat sa UFC, talagang they watch what they eat. May mga member tayong ganyan, mga celebrity na nag-aatin sa church na, talaga they watch what they eat, no? Pero, ang point lang is, ano man ang kainin natin, whether healthy or unhealthy, it is shaping us externally. But, we are also being shaped internally. What you feel, what you think. Kung takot ka o in love ka, it is shaping you from the inside. So, ibig sabihin, merong 24 hours, 7 days a week na spiritual formation na nangyayari sa atin externally and internally. So it's based on the choices that we make. Either you will work hard or you're hardly working. Just give it some time. You'll get it. Amen? Either you want to work or not to work, it is shaping your future. By purpose man or by accident, we are being shaped. Kaya minsan nagtanong sa akin, Pastor, sumunod naman ako kay Lord, pero ba't hindi na bago ang aking buhay? Kung hindi na bago ang buhay mo, nung sumunod ka kay Lord, baka hindi ka talaga sumusunod. Kasi I've never met anybody na sumunod talaga kay Lord, pero hindi na bago ang kanilang buhay. Sabi siguro ng Global Family, sobrang tahimik, no? Opo. Hindi po kayo nagkakamali. Eh di ba, Pastor, Jesus already bled and died for at the cross for us? Yes. Jesus already redeemed at the tree what happened in the first tree. In Genesis, niredeem niya tayong lahat. You have the power and the authority, yes. But the problem is this, we are not walking in it. We are prioritizing what we think we need rather than what we actually need in the kingdom of God. Yun ang problema. We are having a problem prioritizing what is really necessary. And I understand, ang transition hindi automatic yan. Tinanggap mo kay Lord, transition bago na kagad ang buhay natin. No, it's a process. Ang tunay na pagbabago po ng ating buhay, proseso po siya. Wala pong automatic, perfect na kagad. Pero ano sabi ng scripture? Balik natin yung Matthew 6:33. Seek first the kingdom and His righteousness and all these things will be added or given to you. Everybody say added. So ang problema natin mga kapatid, tanggalin mo yung highlight anak. Papansin mo mga kapatid, ang problema natin, gusto natin yung nasa huli. Ayaw natin yung nasa unahan. So pinagbabaliktad natin yung order. But sequence matter. Pag nagbobotonis ka, kailangan tama yung unang botonis mo or else lahat sablay na. Hindi nyo kailangan ng skyrocket science knowledge yan para malaman na pag mali ang unang botones, mali na lahat. You cannot correct it. Kailangan i-correct mo sa una. Hanggat hindi tama yung una at hindi mo inuuna yung dapat nasa unahan, hindi maaayos ang buhay. So hindi maaayos ang buhay natin, kakahingi natin ng all these things hanggat hindi natin hinahanap ang kalooban ng Panginoon. Hanapin mo muna. Kaya nga mahirap siyang paniwalaan kasi nasanay tayo. Lord, bigay mo to. Lord, bigay mo to. Lord, gusto ko itong tanggapin. Sabi naman ng Lord, gusto kong ibigay. But you have to work on the sequence first. Seek His kingdom and all these things will be what? Everybody say added. So, karamihan sa atin, gusto natin ng addition, ayaw natin ng prioritization. Masarap kasi pakinggan, Lord, all these things will be added. Totoo naman, gusto lang Lord, kalooban ng Lord, He can and He will. Pero ang sabi ng Panginoon, you have to seek first. Because lahat tayo may priority. I'm not here to judge anybody. But build your life. Not just on the dreams that is in front of you, but your purpose. Like ko po ito sinasabi, posible na marami po sa atin, kaya hindi natin maranasan yung fullness of God's blessing in our life. Kasi nakafocus tayo sa ating pangarap, nakalimutan natin yung ating purpose. Let me just tell you this, based on my experience, dreams can change. Dati ang pangarap ko, BMW black na 328 na kotse. Alam nyo ngayon, settled na ako. Sabi ko, nagbago na eh. Sabi ko, sige Lord, MUX. Kasi na-realize ko, hindi porkit ginusto mo, automatic magiging sa'yo. Hindi ko naman alam na kailangan mo mag-ipon. Hindi ko naman kailangan na kailangan mo mabayaran yung mga ganito. Na kailangan may mga ako may requirement. Kaya unti-unti, bumaba na rin yung pangarap mo eh. Yung affordable na lang. Nakikes nyo? Kasi sabi nga natin, hindi naman masamang mangarap. Oo, pero mahal to pa rin yung pangarap. Hindi masama. Libreng mangarap, pero pag tutuparin mo na, it will cost you something. And that dream will change. Minsan, pinangarap mo noon, sino sa inyo pangarap nyo noong 2015? Sabi nyo, wag na, hindi na ito mangyayari. Noong 21 ka pala, sabi mo, gusto ko talaga tall, dark, and handsome. Noong 31 ka na, tall, pwede na, tall. Kasi yung maputi, pwede namang ipadark yan eh. Babad ko lang yan sa dagat eh. Yung handsome, mukhang delikado na to. Okay? Siyempre, nagbabago rin tayo, di ba? So, tall na lang ngayon. Di ba? Napansin nyo, dreams can change. But your purpose will not. So, ang ipurso mo yung purpose mo, kapatid. the reason why you exist. So the order and the sequence of your priority, it matters. The sequence of your priority, it matters. Sino ang nasa number one ng iyong prioritization sa ngayon? Ang number one po ba ay yung karir mo? Ang number one po ba ay yung family natin? Ang sabi ng Panginoon, seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. Ibig sabihin, the first must be the beginning. Amen? So if you want your situation to change, you have to change your priorities. Change your priority and it will change your situation. Minsan, nananalangin tayo sa Panginoon, Lord, ibigay mo to. Lord, gawin mo to. Pero hindi kayang ayusin ang prayer, ang priority issue. Hanggat hindi mo inaayos ang priority, kahit anong pray mo, hindi mangyayari yan, kapatid. Amen. Walang imposible sa Panginoon. Pero ang sabi ng Panginoon, you have to follow the economy and the sequence that I have intended for you to follow. You are part of the kingdom of God. Amen? Alam niyo, hindi tayo against sa pagyaman. Pinagpipray ko nga, balang araw lahat tayo yumaman. Pero kung ang pagyaman natin is at the expense of our soul, ang sabi ng Panginoon mismo, how good is this? How good is it that you gain the whole world but forfeited your soul? Sabi ng Panginoon, pwedeng yumaman ka pero na-forfeit mo yung soul mo. Baliwala. You'll be full but not fulfilled. Yung success will not feel successful. Pero sabi ng Panginoon, just follow the order that I want you to follow and then you will see. Ano sabi ng Proverbs 23 verse 4 to 5? Do not wear yourself out trying to get rich. Huwag mo masyadong pagurin ang sarili mo sa pagpapakayaman. Be wise enough to know when to quit. Verse 5, in the blink of an eye, wealth disappears. For it will sprout wings and fly away like an eagle. Napansin niyo ba ganun? O, totoo, no? Kahit gano, kahit meron, yung nagkaroon ka ng 100,000 sa bank account, tutuwan-tuwa ka, wow, parang feeling ko, yaman-yaman ko na, I can do whatever I want, and I can buy whatever I want. Tapos nung nagulat ka, naging 2,000 na lang, nagtataka ka pa, saan napunta yun? Lumipad eh. Hindi mo rin alam kung bakit, di ba? Because wealth disappears. At sabi ng Panginoon tuloy, sabi ng Proverbs sa atin, Proverbs siya na, the wisest book, considered to be the book of wisdom. I was supposed to entitle this kingdom wisdom because we need wisdom in God's kingdom. Pero ang sinasabi ng scripture sa atin, huwag yung pagurin ng sarili nyo trying to get rich. Hindi yun ang main goal. Ang main goal, seek the kingdom. And the kingdom, ano, kapag part ka ng kingdom, hindi papayag ang king na naghihirap yung kanyang kaharian. Kasi yung paghihirap ng kanyang kaharian will reflect the nature of the king. Kaya tapatin nyo, pagka part ka ng monarchy government, halimbawa sa Europe, sa Denmark, or sa London, siyempre, kailangan ibabagay mo yung accent mo eh. Alam niyo ba, mga kapatid, if you are part of the kingdom and yung mga taga-Denmark na global fam natin, kaya na-test to it, kasi may nakausap na ako na global fam natin from Denmark, ano yung sabi niya mismo, lahat na lang dito binibigay ng gobyerno kasi ayaw ng gobyerno may mahirap sa kanyang sinasakupan. King kasi. Hangkat may hari, hindi siya papayag na may mahirap sa kanyang sinasakupan. Eh, kung ang haring earthly, hindi niya pinapabayaan ang kanyang nasasakupan, what made you think na yung hari nating heavenly ay papabayaan tayo na naghihirap? Amen? Yun nga lang minsan, pinupurso natin yung blessing, nakakalimutan yun natin yung nagbe-bless mismo. In our pursuit for God's blessing, nakalimutan natin yung kingdom. Lilipad dyan. Fly high, butterfly. Hebrews 13:5. Your way of life should be free from the love of money and you should be content with what you have. Iba yung satisfied sa content, ha? Okay? Hindi naman porke, oh, 5 piso lang laman na sabi ng Bible, be content. Hindi yun. You work hard, pero anumang ipagkaloob sa'yo, be content. Hindi sinasabing huwag ka na magtrabaho at makontento ka na lang sa bagay na meron ka. Hindi sinabi masatisfy ka, kasi sabi maging contento ka. After all, He has said, tignan nyo to, I will never leave you, that's your king. And I will never abandon you. Nabasa nyo pa ba yung binasa ko, mga kapatid? Basahin nyo kung paano ko siya binasa uli. Ano yung sabi ng scripture? Your way of life, yung pamaraan mo ng pamumuhay, dapat free from the love of money. Huwag mong mahalin ang pera. Maging contento ka sa bagay na meron ka. After all, sinabi ng Diyos, hindi kanya iiwan at hindi kanya pababayaan. So ano ang anchor natin para makontento sa buhay? Kasi nangako ang Diyos, nangako yung hari natin mismo na hindi niya tayo iiwan at hindi tayo pababayaan. Hindi kanya iiwan. So why do you worry about such things? What you will eat, what you will wear? Sabi ng Panginoon, seek the kingdom first. And all these things that you worry about, it will be added to you. May kingdom ka na, meron ka pa nito. And I know sometimes, may mga pagkakataon sa buhay natin when we struggle, parang, Lord, nasaan ka? When you look behind, asan ka, Lord? Sabi mo, you have my back. Pag tumingin ka sa harap, Lord, nasaan ka? Ang sabi mo, you will lead the way. Because napaniwala po tayo ng isang kasinungalingan na porket tayo ay may Kristo sa ating puso, hindi na po tayo dadaan sa storms and shipwrecks. I will never ever lie to you na sasabihin ko sa inyo hindi kayo dadaan sa pagsubok. In fact, kung ano man yung pagsubok na pinagdadaanan nyo, there is a potential na meron pang mas matindi. Hindi ko nanakawin yung katotohanan na yon. Pero totoo din na nangako ang Panginoon sa kabila ng lahat ng ito, hindi niya tayo iiwan. Sabi niya, He will never leave us. He will never forsake us. Hindi niya sinabing, I will never give you problems. God did not promise us a problem-free life. Pero ipinangako niya that in the midst of troubles and worry, in the midst of anxiety and fear, sabi ng Panginoon, I will be with you. Go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to obey what I have commanded you. For lo, hindi yan lolo, lo. Sabi niya, behold, I am with you always, even to the end of age. In fact, kung gusto mo talagang maranasan ang presensya ng Panginoon, sometimes you have to be in trouble for you to experience who He is. Kasi pag nasa trouble ka, mas matindi panalangin mo. Pag nasa trouble ka, para mas rinig na rinig mo ang Panginoon. Ang sabi ng Panginoon sa ating ngayon, He's giving us a solution, church. I know you've been worried about so many things. Naalala ko si Mary and Martha nung binisita sila ng ating Panginoong Jesus. Si Martha, busy-busy siya sa pagluluto, busy-busy siya sa paghahanda, busy-busy sa ministry, busy-busy sa gawain sa church. Pero si Mary, anong ginagawa niya? She was sitting at the feet of Jesus, leaning and gleaning every word that Jesus is saying. Sabi ni Martha, Lord, pagalitan mo naman yung kapatid ko. Sabihan mo naman siyang tulungan niya ako dito. Nahihirapan na ako dito sa aking ginagawa. Walang mali sa ginagawa ni Martha. Pero ang sinasabi ng Panginoon, Martha, Martha, you are so worried and troubled about many things. But one thing, singular, one thing, the kingdom. One thing is necessary. And Mary did the right choice. He seek first the kingdom. He pursue God first. Huwag mo intindihin yan. All these things will be added to you. Huwag kang magpanik na wala kang tinapay na mapapakain. I am the bread of life. Huwag kang magpanik na wala kang mapapainom na tubig sa akin. I am the living water. Seek first the kingdom and His righteousness. Change your prioritization. Just try it out. Subukan mo lang. And you will see. You know, sometimes, ang ating spiritual journey ang nag-a-adjust sa ating mga ginagawa sa buhay. Pero ang challenge sa atin ng Panginoon sa atin, ang challenge ng Lord sa atin for the past 2 weeks, subukan mong baguhin ang prioritization mo at unahin mo ang Panginoon. And all these things will be added unto you. Seek the kingdom and His righteousness. And all these things will be added. Ang sabi nga ng Psalms 34, the righteous person faces many troubles, but the Lord comes to the rescue each time. Kapag pinangkukuhan ka ng Panginoon, get ready to be in trouble. You will be in trouble. Nangako ang Panginoon, all these things will be added unto us. So obviously, we'll be in trouble. Pero ang pananampalataya mo ba ay nasa Panginoon? Meron po ba sa puso mong puwang ang Panginoon na sabihin, Lord, alam ko hindi ako sure sa future ng aking kamag-anak, hindi ako sure sa future ng aking karir, ng aking buhay. Pero sabi mo, when I seek you first, when I seek the kingdom first, hindi religion ko di yung kingdom, all these things will be added unto me. Would you do it, Lord? By faith? Would you do it, Lord? Ang sabi ng Lord, when you pray, pray like this, give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our sins. What God is saying, I am the bread of life and I can supply your needs daily. Why are you worrying? Why do you worry? Why are you anxious about these such things? Everybody say daily bread. And for many years, I thought, yung sinasabi ng Lord, give us this day our daily bread, He's talking about food. No, He's talking about your faith. Do you believe that God will supply every day all your needs when you pursue the kingdom of God? Walang magagawa ang pag-aalala, pero ang pagtitiwala may magagawa. May magagawa ang pagtitiwala natin sa Panginoon. Lagay nyo nga sa chat, walang magagawa ang pag-aalala. Sabi niya, walang magagawa ang pag-aalala, pero ang pagtitiwala ay mayroong magagawa. Pagtitiwala that He is your refuge and your strength, the very present help in times of your trouble. Pagtitiwala that when you put your confidence in Him, He will direct your paths straight. Pagtitiwala na ang Diyos natin ay hindi tayo iiwan, hindi tayo pababayaan, na Siya'y nakakarinig ng ating mga panalangin at nakikita Niya ang ating sitwasyon. Pananampalataya na hindi ako iiwan ng Diyos anuman ang mangyari. So Lord, anumang bagay na inaalala ko ngayon, bigyan mo ako ng tapang na iwanan muna ang lahat ng bagay na ito, ipursu ko ang iyong kaharian at sabi mo, with faith, naniniwala kong all these things will be added unto me. May I have that kingdom priority in my life that I don't just prioritize what I want, kundi I prioritize what you want in my life. Every head bow, every eye close. Panginoon, marami pong salamat for this challenging, thought-provoking, rebuking word that you have given to us. Mahirap, Panginoon, mag-operate sa hindi namin nakasanayan. Maghirap mag-operate sa bagay na counterintuitive. It doesn't make sense to us. But now we want to exercise our faith and follow what you have said, to seek first the kingdom and your righteousness, to seek your territory, your dominion, your domain, and your standards. And all these things will be added to us. Lord, that's what I'm praying to each and every person, Lord God, listening under the sound of my voice. Ang aking dalangin, Panginoon, ang bawat isa po sa kanila ay makatanggap, O Diyos, at makaranas ng benefits of Your kingdom on earth as it is in heaven. So Lord, I pray in Jesus' name that each and every moms and dads, every anak, Panginoon, na narito ngayon, lahat ng employee, employer, lahat ng tao, Panginoon, na nilalagay ang kanilang pananampalataya sa iyo, hayaan mo na ang bawat isa po sa amin, Panginoon, ay magkaroon ng malalim na pagkaunawa na kung hindi dahil sa iyo, hindi namin magagawa ang lahat ng bagay. So God, anumang worry, anumang anxiety, anumang pag-aalala sa kinabukasan, Panginoon, anumang takot sa hinaharap, Lord, dalangin ko, patuloy mong i-correct ang aming puso. Lagyan kami, Panginoon, ng abilidad na makapanampalataya sa iyo, na magbigay at ibigay namin ang aming tiwala sa iyo. Hanapin namin ang iyong kaharian, sundin namin ang iyong katwiran, at lahat ng bagay na ito na aming inaalala, Panginoon, tulad ng ipinangako mo, will be added and will be given to us. We honor you and we praise you for all the things that you already done in our lives. And today, God, I pray, bawat isa po sa amin, Panginoon, katulad ng iyong pinangako, all these things will be added, will be given, even more multiplied when we follow the right sequence of kingdom priority. And that is putting the King first above all else. We honor you and we acknowledge you. In Jesus' name we pray. Everybody shout, Amen. Amen. Hello, Global Family. Thank you for listening. If this message have impacted your life, please consider following this Spotify account. Connect with us. Let us know what God spoke to you today. Where are you streaming from, or how can we pray for you? If you want to support this ministry and continue advance God's kingdom para punuin ang langit, I want to personally encourage you to support and give financially. Go to our website, gscmnb.com/give, so you can know how the ways that you can support the ministry. See you soon. God bless you.